In the summer of 1968, singer Dusty Springfield was already a pop star in her native United Kingdom when she set her sights on America. She signed a deal with Atlantic Records that resulted in the critically acclaimed album Dusty in Memphis. But what was meant to be a long-term deal fizzled. She only recorded a few dozen sides for Atlantic. These are now collected in Dusty Springfield, The Complete Atlantic Singles. Oliver Wong has our review.
When Dusty Springfield flew across the pond in the fall of 1968, Atlantic Records sent her down to American Sound Studios in Memphis, hoping to impart some of that Southern soul magic that had worked so well for Wilson Pickett and Aretha Franklin. In fact, one of the first songs Springfield recorded there, Son of a Preacher Man, had literally been written for Franklin. But when the daughter of a preacher man initially passed on it for being a bit too on the nose, it went to Springfield instead, and would become one of the defining songs of her career. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is all right. He'd kiss and tell me everything's all right. The song cemented her reputation as a so-called blue-eyed soul singer, a rather awkward industry euphemism for white artists recording black music, and never mind that Springfield's eyes were actually brown. Atlantic followed with a more scattershot approach to her recordings. Sure, there were naked attempts at reproducing the same soulful vibe as Son of a Preacher Man. Willie and Laura Mae Jones were neighbors a long time back. They live right down the road from us in a shack just like our shack. But the label also kept Springfield in the same crossover pop lane she'd paved in the UK. I've been living in the land of make-believe since you. And there were a few funky dance tracks that never quite caught the right groove. I can't eat right, I can't sleep night. Oh, honey, look what you've done to me. To be clear, Springfield had her share of gems with Atlantic as well, especially the bluesy ballad I Believe in You, one of the last sides she recorded for the label, released as a standalone single in late fall of 1971. It's gone way beyond. Just loving. And for a long time now, it's been more than just a thrill. Oh, honey, I believe in you. Dusty Springfield begged out of her contract soon after. But even if the Atlantic years didn't create the kind of chart-topping success either party wanted, it wasn't a footnote. Not only did it yield her most acclaimed album, Dusty in Memphis, but Springfield would enjoy a prolific career up until her death in 1999. Along the way, her American sojourn also set a marker that generations of British singers have sought to follow since. And Springfield managed to do all this, not by belting her way to the top, but with the coolest of croons. You've been crying, your
face is a mess. That's Oliver Wong reviewing Dusty Springfield, The Complete Atlantic Singles. He's a professor at California State University, Long Beach, and co-host of the music interview podcast, Heat Rocks.